Hello again. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also chairman of the board of Mage LLC. And, you know, I have a lot of different hats I wear in my career. One hat I wear is that I'm the co-founder of the Family Business Association of Massachusetts. And we recently had our award ceremony, and glad to see our next guest was not only a finalist, but also one in the large business category. Before I introduce them as the winner, I want to introduce my co-host, the one, the only, Peter Meyerson. Welcome, Peter.
Thanks, Jeffrey. It's great to be here.
Thank you very much. I know you weren't at the Family Business Awards. You have been in the past, and you know how big it is and how much families love being there. Our next guests are Stephen Bazil, Executive Vice President, and Joseph Bazil, owner of Catania Oils. I hope everybody's using olive oil, and we're going to want to know more about you, your family, and how the whole business got going. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Great. Again, congratulations on winning the large business category. Tell us about Catania Oils, a little bit about the history.
Sure. Catania Oils, it started with our great-grandfather, actually. He started back in Sicily selling oil house to house, and he came over here to this country, and he basically started the same business. So as our grandfather grew, then he started selling oil house to house as well, all over Boston, North End, Cambridge. And as time went on, he realized that he was doing a lot of work doing this house-to-house thing. So he decided, well, why can't I sell restaurants? And, you know, from restaurants to retail to also selling manufacturers, enter the third generation in the 1970s or so. And every generation has managed to take the business, you know, a step further. And Joe and I represent the fourth generation, and it's our job to continue the legacy that our great-grandfather started.
Great. So I assume your father was in the business first. Tell us about how you entered the business and what was that was like, because then we can compare it to your son.
Absolutely. So the business for us, we're brothers. Not sure if you know that, but
sorry.
No worries. you know, we're both part of the fourth generation. We're about a year apart, and we entered the business as a teenager, and it was going to the plant basically on weekends with our grandfather. And we were in Somerville, Mass at that point in time, about 10-minute drive from the house. And, you know, he was there every single day. And we really just enjoyed, you know, going there, spending time with him, sweeping the floor, changing out leakers and stuff of that nature. And when we really got old enough, we entered the business more in a part-time job, working in the manufacturing side of it, driving forklifts, anything that was necessary. One of our first jobs that we'll never forget was our father bought about 10 loads of imported olive oil from Turkey in 5-liter tin cans. And we had to take little metal can openers and actually open those individually and dump them into a little bit of a vat to get the oil into a bulk tank. So that was one of our fondest memories growing up.
It's interesting. So, you know, I am a fourth generation. My great-grandfather ran a furniture business in Ohio, and the business really ended at the end of the third generation. So I'm not involved in the business, although I did work in it one summer.
I thought you were in a family business of psychiatry.
That's the other side of the family.
Okay.
Maybe that's why the furniture business didn't survive. I don't know. But, you know, so I understand how hard it is to keep going within a family business and have it be successful. You know, what have been the challenges that you guys have faced in terms of dealing with your father and your grandfather?
And each other.
And each other. That's a better question, maybe. But overall, what are the challenges that you face?
And I would say, you know, working with your grandfather to working with each other, how much have the rules changed?
You know, it's kind of funny. I mean, rules really haven't changed, you know, too much. It is absolutely challenging being in a family business. There's about 13 of us total. Between cousins and aunts and uncles, you know, father or siblings that are involved in the business. And really it's about passion and having some type of, you know, ground rule and understanding that once you hit that, you know, door, you're walking into the business and, you know, whatever family things kind of, you know, stay at that point in time. And, you know, it's really all about, you know, coming together and about the business being, you know, for the masses, not necessarily for, you know, the individual. And it's really just about talking more than anything.
Yeah, and it's definitely okay to have a difference of opinion as long as you respect one another and ultimately you come together with some type of resolution and maybe, you know, a better, you know, forward path than, you know, had anticipated prior.
You know, I hear what you're saying, but I think it's a little different. And I think it's about leadership. So I can tell you that the reason that the third generation didn't survive is because my great-grandfather parceled out, you know, ownership interests to a whole bunch of cousins. And by the time my mother was involved, I mean, she was third generation, you know, they had to buy in from 30 people. And my uncle, who was running the business, was a great guy. I mean, I lived with him for a year, but he was not a great leader. And the business failed for that reason. So, you know, I'm just sort of kind of...
All right, well, we're not going to honor Peter's family today, so we'll honor... we're going to... I'm just joking. Yeah, but, you know, in doing my work with family businesses, I can usually tell sort of like a degree of problems the more it's run by a family set of rules and the more it's run by a corporate set of rules. And it's really that simple. You know, is it driven as a business or is it driven as a family?
Completely agree. We are driven as a business. We're a business first and family second. We just happen to be a family that's running a business.
I would say that's one of the things that's really changed a lot for us over the last 15 to 20 years is from that smaller, you know, 2-3 family leadership perspective to having, you know, 11 people or 8 people within a fourth generation that are entering that business and making sure that, you know, the company is, you know, shifting and changing and adapting to a structure that's appropriate for the business to survive.
Have you ever had conflict with family that, you know, sort of like had to suspend them, send them home because they weren't performing up to standards or you said they weren't good enough for the job? Have you had to enforce corporate rules on family at times over the generations?
Yeah, we've had some tough conversations with some family members over the times. I mean, it's no different than any other business. It's just you have that one other dynamic that other businesses don't necessarily have that just makes those conversations a little bit harder. But the conversations need to be had.
Well, to some degree, it's kind of like giving someone a timeout and saying, go to your room.
Yeah. You
know? So how did the two of you divide up the responsibilities? Do you overlap a lot or do you sort of separate it out?
I mean, we definitely overlap a little bit. I mean, I tend to be more in like the sales and marketing end and, you know, he tends to be more on, you know, operations and, you know, dealing with a lot of like the corporate councils.
I think what I'll say is I think to some degree we complement each other a lot relative to strengths and weaknesses in a sense. And, you know, growing up in the business, you know, we did a lot of different, you know, things, both in the plant and then on the administrative side, from sales to purchasing. And the way the business has, you know, grown over the last 20 years has created a lot of opportunity for not only us, but the entire, you know, family to slide into roles that are appropriate based on their skills and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we have 13 family members involved in the business today, and they're involved in different at different capacities. You know, some in sales, some in logistics, some in finance, supply chain, warehousing. So kind of really all over the map. So it's kind of good to see that from my standpoint anyways.
Where would you like to see the business go?
Yeah, it's a great question. One thing we get often asked, and you know, for us, it's really about taking the company to the next level. We're not satisfied, you know, with the growth that we've seen. We want to be able to pass this torch on to a fifth generation at some point in time and really leave our mark. So for us, you know, we have national, you know, coverage all over the country. Most of our volume is really in the Northeast down to the Carolina area. In the near future, there could be possibly a secondary location or something along those lines that would more solidify our national coverage in a sense.
I assume your products are more than olive oil today?
Yeah, olive oil is like 5% of our overall volume. Even though we're one of the largest importers of olive oil in the United States, you know, when you look at the sheer volume of, you know, vegetable oil, so soybean oil, canola oil, corn oil, sunflower oil, all the different varieties, non-GMO oils, organic oils, the list just goes on. And I sound like Bubba Gump, right? But it's true. You know, so olive oil still has a lot of opportunity for growth in the United States, and then that's what we're trying to do is to try to continue to grow that footprint, But yeah, it's vegetable oil is really the major volume.
Vegetable oil is the major volume, but we're trying to get innovative with, you know, packaging as well by introducing back in the box for olive oil, something new that we've released at the retail level, as well as, you know, food service, where the olive oil is basically protected and in a sealed, you know, package. So that's something new that we're hitting in the marketplace.
So on to the Family Business Awards. Why did you apply for the award? That's did somebody put your name in?
I believe somebody put our name in, but once we knew our name was in, you know, we took it pretty seriously, because, you know, obviously this family business, it means so much to us and, you know, my grandfather who just put so much into it. I think that we really wanted to, you know, do right by him and his name. So I'm glad we, you know, participated and were awarded the Family Business
of the Year. Were you surprised that you won?
Yeah, I mean, I can't say that we went in knowing that we were going to win. It's always nice, you know, to feel like we felt good about it. We felt really good about it. But once your name's called, then you kind of like, you know, take a deep breath.
You know, we've had a lot of food companies win. We've had Stavis win. We had Agar win. You know, all those companies have sort of changed hands since then.
Sure.
You're still controlling your business.
Yeah. I mean, what's interesting about it is, you know, there's always a lot of great family businesses that you're surrounded by, whether it's in that room or others that maybe haven't, you know, applied. So we're obviously very, you know, thankful for the opportunity and, you know, really appreciate all the employees back at home that, you know, make it possible, because it's not really about us. It's about the employees. Right?
Well, you had the biggest crowd up on the podium. So Stephen and Joseph, if somebody wants to find Catania Oils, how would they do that?
Well, if you're in the retail store, Market Basket is really the best place to find us. Our brand is actually Marconi or La Spagnola. If you want to learn more about us, you can check us out at CataniaOils.com, and certainly enjoy a lot of the restaurants in the local area, because they're serving our oils there.
I want to thank you for being on the show today. We hope you come back again.
Thank you very much.
You want to show the product, send us some pictures so we can put it up with the videos.
Absolutely.
Great. And I want to thank Peter Morrison, my co-host, for also helping me out here. And sorry, your family didn't win the Family Business Award. Has to stay in business,
they
Peter.
They would have liked to.
Yes, I'm sure they would have. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage LLC, and we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.